Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Bill Stern with the Colgate Shave Cream Sports Newsreel from Dallas, Texas.
Colgate Shave Cream and the Stern is on the air. Colgate Shave Cream and the Stern with stories rare. So now take Bill's advice and you'll look so keen. You'll have a face that's both smooth and clean. Colgate Shave Cream and Bill Stern.
The 571st edition of the Colgate Shave Cream Sports Newsreel. Transcribed and featuring America's most famous collector of yarns and stories. Some legends, some hearsay, but also interesting that we'd like to pass them along to you. And to do this, here's radio's number one sports reporter, Bill Stern. Good evening. Tonight I'm in Dallas, Texas, getting ready to broadcast tomorrow's Oklahoma-Texas football game. Tonight, our special guest is the lovely movie star Ann Sheridan. But before the famous star Ann Sheridan appears in person, our story tonight is about a football player and a chorus girl. In a moment, you'll hear one of the strangest sports stories on record, and you'll meet our guest, the lovely movie star Ann Sheridan, speaking in person. But first, Reel One. Men, here's news of a terrific razor blade bargain. Not just any blades, but wonderful, super keen Silver Star razor blades. They're yours, free of extra charge on Colgate Shaving Cream's terrific money-saving offer. Simply buy a giant-sized tube of Colgate Brushless or Colgate Lather Shaving Cream and get a big 25-cent package of five double-edged Silver Star razor blades free of extra charge. In addition, you get a coupon worth 20 cents towards the purchase of a 20-blade Silver Star Dispone.
You can't beat this offer, men. You get the finest shaving combination in America, and you save 25 cents. These famous Silver Star razor blades, produced by the Deridium process, are so sharp your face can't feel the blade's edge. Yes, it's the razor blade your face can't feel. And whichever you choose, Colgate Brushless or Colgate Lather, nothing tops Colgate Shaving Creams for slick, smooth, comfortable shaves. Because they're light and fine textured, Colgate Shaving Creams soften and support your whiskers better than greasy heavy creams. They enable your razor to cut through clean and smooth.
But fellas, supplies are limited in this offer. They'll sell fast. So, buy your bargain pack of Colgate Shaving Cream and Silver Star razor blades tomorrow. Remember, the 25-cent package of five Silver Star razor blades is yours free of extra charge when you buy a giant-sized tube of Colgate Shaving Cream at the regular price. Only 43 cents for Colgate Brushless, 49 cents for Colgate Lather. Get your favorite now. Reel 2. Portrait of an Athlete. Since tonight we're in Dallas, Texas, I'd like to tell you the strange story of a great Texas athlete. This Texas youngster was nicknamed Suki. Like all Texans, Suki loved sports. At school, it wasn't long before Suki's fellow students were saying, "Hey, that Suki's a great basketball player.
Man, you ought to see Suki play baseball."
Yes, Suki was a great athlete in many sports, but the sport that Suki loved best of all was football. As a football player, Suki attracted a lot of attention. So much so that whenever Suki's teammates were talking football, they'd say, "Boy, that Suki sure can pass."
"Yeah, look how the kid can run with the ball."
Yep, Suki was quite a football player. And yet it's strange that Suki should play football. For you see, football is a man's game, and Suki is a girl. Yep, Suki is a girl. A girl who was destined to become famous. For you know this girl who used to be nicknamed Suki. This girl who used to play football. Today, she's a lovely motion picture star. And here she is in person. The beautiful star of the movies, Miss Ann Sheridan.
Thanks, Bill. The story you've just told is true. I certainly was a tomboy and loved sports when I was a kid. As a matter of fact, I still do. Today, my favorite spectator sport is bullfighting. But as unusual as my story is, I think the story of another athlete who began as a chorus girl is even greater. Why don't you tell that story tonight?
Thank you very much, Ann Sheridan. You're right. The story of another athlete who did begin as a chorus girl is an unusual story. This story begins several years ago at St. Birchman's Seminary in Wisconsin. But one year at St. Birchman's Seminary, they were about to put on the annual school play when one of the teachers said,
"Now, who are we going to have for the leading lady this year?"
That was quite a problem, for the part of the leading lady called for an extremely beautiful girl. And finally, one of the students was picked to play the part of the prettiest girl in school. However, on the night of the play, that student who was selected to play the part of the prettiest girl couldn't go on as the leading lady. No, that student couldn't play the part of this beautiful leading lady because that student had a black eye. So that student at St. Berkman Seminary in Wisconsin
never did get to play the part of that pretty girl. But that student did become famous on the stage and on the screen. Not as a girl, but as a boy. For this boy who began on the stage by playing the part of a pretty girl is today the famous motion picture star, Don Ameche. Oh, but speaking of famous people who were once sports stars, let me tell you another strange story. A story of another athlete. An athlete whose name was Wallace. Wallace was a good swimmer, a good baseball player. The greatest record ever set by Wallace was in the shot put. As you know, only big, husky men who weigh 200 pounds or more go out for the shot put. For in putting the shot, a man must throw an iron ball weighing 56 pounds. And yet this amazing youngster named Wallace tried to set a new shot put record. It's amazing that Wallace did do so well at the shot put. This sport that's only engaged in by big, husky men. Because you see, Wallace was not a man. No, Wallace was a girl. A girl whose full name was Bess Wallace. Only you know Bess Wallace much better today as Mrs. Harry Truman, the wife of the President of the United States. But an even stranger story about a girl in sports is the story of another athlete named Cleo Watson. Cleo Watson, Toronto, Canada. Cleo Watson, who once entered a Canadian bathing beauty contest in Toronto, Canada. And Cleo Watson almost won that bathing beauty contest. That is, she almost won the contest until this announcement came over the public address system.
Miss Cleo Watson is disqualified.
Yep, Cleo Watson, who almost won a Canadian bathing beauty contest, was disqualified. Disqualified because Cleo Watson was not a girl, but a man. A man whose real name was Cliff Watson. Cliff Watson, who later became one of Canada's great hockey players. And that's the story of a hockey player who, even though he was every inch a man, was almost picked as the prettiest girl in Canada. And yet the strangest part of this story is that Cliff Watson was put up to the stunt by a great showman named Gus Edwards. You must remember Gus Edwards, for he discovered many great stars. Yeah, it was Gus Edwards who discovered the inimitable Georgie Jessel.
And guiding light that taught me wrong from right, I found in my mother's arms.
Ah, but Georgie Jessel was not the only great star that Gus Edwards started on the road to fame, for he also found a man you know today as Eddie Cantor.
If you knew Susie like I know Susie, oh, 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 what a girl.
And after Eddie Cantor, Gus Edwards found a young dancing star named Ray Bolger.
The answer will be that Amy'd rather stay in love with me.
Ah, but perhaps the most famous star that Gus Edwards was ever to discover was Walter Winchell.
Good evening, Mr. and Mrs. North America, and all the ships at sea. Let's go to break.
Yeah, Gus Edwards will always be famous because he discovered all of these great stars. But he's even more famous for something else. For you see, even though Gus Edwards never had any schooling, never went to school a day in his life, this man who never went to school was the man who wrote
School Days, School Days, dear.
That's the incredible story of a man who never went to school and yet wrote the most famous song of all time about schools. Ah, but speaking about schools and songs of schools, did you ever think how some of our greatest college songs came to be written? For instance, do you know the story of two boys who sat down to write a song for the University of Minnesota? They did write a song for the University of Minnesota, only that song became famous as On Wisconsin.
On Wisconsin, on Wisconsin, plunge right through that line.
On Wisconsin. As this year's Badger football team is unbeaten, just as out in the Midwest right now, they're singing the famous Notre Dame Victory March.
Cheer, cheer for old Notre Dame. Wake up the echoes hearing her name.
Yeah, even in defeat, Notre Dame continues to make football history. While another Midwestern school has a great team and a great song, Illinois.
Illinois, Illinois, Illinois.
And out at Illinois, they're still singing the glories of Red Grange and the Fighting Illini. But there's another great team in that area, the Wildcats of Northwestern.
Oh, Northwestern.
Come on, let's move out of the Midwest. Let's go down into the South and the Southwest. Where is there a better football team than the Longhorns of the University of Texas?
The eyes of Texas are upon you all the live long day.
But all the sections of this country have great teams. Let's move into the East. Where lives one of the greatest teams in the nation? Unbeaten Army.
Oh, brave old Army team. Come to the fray.
And far above Cayuga's waters, the big red team is stampeding everything in its way. For certainly one of the great teams in the East is Cornell.
Far above Cayuga's waters.
Ah, but no one section of this country has a monopoly on grid teams. For out on the West Coast, the Trojans are fighting their way back to the top. Back to the top for the glory of the University of Southern California.
Fight on for all the sea, amen, fight on to victory.
But wait a minute. All these famous college songs were written by men who did their alma maters proud. Men who tried to write a great college song and men who succeeded. But what about the story of a boy who also tried to write a great college song, only he failed? He failed to write a great college song. Instead, he merely composed the most beautiful piece of American music ever written. The man who wrote that music is dead now. But the music that he wrote years ago will live forever. On and on is a fitting monument to his memory. A fitting monument to the memory of a boy named George Gershwin. George Gershwin, who couldn't write a successful college marching song, but who did write the greatest piece of modern American music ever written, The Rhapsody in Blue. Reel 3, Arthur Gary.
Don't forget, you get razor blades free of extra charge on Colgate Shaving Cream's sensational new money-saving offer.
That's right, a 25-cent package of 5 double-edged Silver Star Duridium razor blades is yours free of extra charge when you buy a giant-sized tube of Colgate Shaving Cream at the regular price. You also get a coupon worth 20 cents toward the purchase of a 20-blade Silver Star dispenser, and you get your choice of either Colgate Brushless or Colgate Lather Shaving Cream. The light, fine-textured cream that makes shaving smooth, cool, and comfortable.
With Silver Star, the razor blade your face can't feel, and Colgate Shaving Cream, you'll enjoy the best shaves of your life. But this special bargain combination won't last long. Supplies are strictly limited, so buy yours now. Only 43 cents for Colgate Brushless, 49 cents for Colgate Lather, each with 5 Silver Star razor blades free of extra charge. And now, back to Bill Stern.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, is the 3-0 mark for tonight. Tonight I'm in Dallas, Texas, getting ready to broadcast tomorrow's Oklahoma-Texas football game. Next Friday night we'll be back same time, same stations, from whichever city has the nation's biggest game, getting ready to broadcast that football game. And next Friday night we'll be sending you the 12th anniversary program of the Colgate Shave Cream Sports Newsreel. And because it is the 12th anniversary of this program next week, we're going to bring back some of the greatest guest stars that we've had in the past 12 years. Eddie Cantor, Mrs. Eleanor Roosevelt, Jack Benny, Shirley Temple, ex-president Herbert Hoover, Linda Darnell, Joe Louis, Sonia Henney, Al Jolson, Joe DiMaggio, and Jimmy Stewart. They'll all be with us next Friday night on our 12th anniversary program, so don't you miss it. See you then. And in the meantime, I'll be seeing you on the screen in the News of the Day newsreels at your favorite Lowe's or Associated Theaters. Now, till next Friday night at the very same time, this is Bill Stern wishing you all a good night from Dallas, Texas.
Colgate Shave Cream and the Stern is on the air. Colgate Shave Cream and the Stern with stories rare. Somatic builds advice and you'll look so keen. You'll have a face that's both smooth and clean. Colgate Shave Cream and Bill Stern.
Be sure to listen tomorrow night over the same network to the Colgate Hour of Fun. Yes, fun for the whole family with a day in the life of Dennis Day, followed immediately by the hilarious Judy Canova Show. Ann Sheridan, who appeared on this program tonight, courtesy of Universal International Productions, will soon be seen starring in the latest picture, Woman on the Run. The Bill Stern Show tonight was transcribed and came to you from New York.
The top tunes of the week on your hit parade tomorrow on NBC.